Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's time to move. Welcome to the movement. It's time for the movement.
Good morning. Good morning.
Are you down?
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 Are you down? Down, down.
With the movement.
It's the movement time.
Dr. F.
Movement time.
I'm down.
Are you down?
Kim Whitley.
And I'm David Arnold. Why do you sound like that?
That's what I like. That's
Kim,
why we're on the radio.
Just tell them what you listen to.
I listen to my boy. Why he got doctor in front of his name? Dr. Pete Slaughter. On
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. I'm Wandalyn Stokes, your friend and sister girl, sitting in for the one and only Dr. F. Keith Slaughter. I love that groove, boy. That's what do they call it? They call it fat or nasty or something like that. I don't know what they call it, but that's nice. That's tight. There you go.
Tight.
Am I telling you how old I am?
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right. Well, that's tight. That's tight. We've got Dr. Clark in with us, and we've got another doctor who's joined us, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Umana very shortly because she has something that's very different and unique in the Suwannee area, and it's really going to be a blessing to you, and it's all about Global Wellness Day. But Dr. Clark, I want to ask you about HIV and AIDS epidemic, certainly here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that.
I mean, well, one of the things that's going to kind of mimic is being able to look at lifestyles, okay? And also looking at commitments, we got to look at relationships, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you know how the divorce rate and relationships here in Atlanta can mimic so many different ideologies.
Yeah.
I think I'll just leave it like that.
Uh-huh.
You know? So it leaves a lot of room for a playground. So I think what we need to look at is definitely making sure that we're being tested. You know, there is now a pill that you can take, actually, you know, if you do have a certain lifestyle that can help prevent you from being infected. So what we want to do is just making sure everybody's well informed.
Okay.
You know, and we're all making, you're well informed, and then you're making informed decisions.
Right.
And
exactly.
I always say relationships should be based on love.
Yeah.
Because if you love a person, I still believe love conquers all.
Yes, it does.
And wisdom conquers a lot as well. So if you're going to be in a relationship, and I don't care what kind of relationship, and I'm not here to judge, It's love is love and it's beautiful, just as you said.
Yes.
But protect yourself.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Because no one is, you shouldn't be so in love with anyone that you're willing to risk your life.
Exactly. Yeah, protect yourself.
Right.
Dr. Clark, you mentioned earlier about epigenetics.
Ah.
You know, I hadn't forgotten about that. You know, things that are passed from, you know, on through genetics. Uh-huh. Talk to us about that because,
You so know. What happens is, you know, we as human beings are made to adapt and adjust, okay? And believe it or not, we actually mutate too, all right? Mm-hmm. So when there's certain stressors that happen within generations, like World War II, you know, was a very big stressor for that generation.
That's right.
It actually changes some of our genetic components, and it's actually passed down.
Wow.
9/11 changed us, you know, everyone. Wow. So, you know, that impact, you know, how we react, how we respond, mm-hmm. you know, to certain things. So believe it or not, those shifts in energetic components for those times for survival and the awareness does actually impact us as a whole race.
Wow. Well, give us an example of some things that impacted us from 9/11.
I will probably say some of our definitely mental stressors with depression, you know, and probably maybe some of the reasons for the heightenedness of, you know, of suicides, you know, at this point. I mean, you know, if you have somebody who's willing to kind of give your life on a plane, we didn't know anything about that before then. You know, who does something like that?
Exactly.
So when those things are kind of introduced, you know, within a culture, then no one knows about it until somebody does it. Then it becomes something that they start to think about.
Okay. And so does that relate or correlate to a lot of the mass shootings?
I don't have any scientific studies on that, but I would surely think so. I would probably say so.
Okay.
Against the same ideology, the same thought process. Yeah. You know, this is it. Let me end it. You know, let me take everybody out with me. You know, I don't care.
Okay.
Who does that? Wow. There's no religion.
The mentally ill.
The mentally ill.
Mentally ill with guns.
Yes.
With assault weapons.
Yes.
That. Yeah.
There is no religion that really does support that.
Right.
No religion.
No religion. Okay. And so does your center do the type of testing for genetics?
I do have technology to be able to do that.
Okay.
We're not doing it at the moment.
At the moment.
But we have a lot of exciting things coming down the pipe, and I'm so excited about that because eventually we will be doing brain scans, neuroscans, you know, looking at memory deficits. They'll be able to have us on a level of primary care to do more with being able to diagnose ADHD. And other issues, you know, when it comes to brain health. So I'm so excited about that, as well as, of course, our autonomic nervous system testing.
Exactly. How can people get in contact with you, stay connected with you?
Absolutely. So we are at the Wellness Medicine, and our address is 990 Bear Creek Boulevard. We're in Suite G, Hampton, Georgia. And our phone number is 678-479-1234. Again, 678-479-1234.
Wow, that's good. That's good. You know, we've got the doctors in the house. Dr. Clark, you're just sharing so much information with us and helping our audience to understand that we can live our healthiest life.
Yes.
It's about wholeness.
Yes.
It's about wellness.
Yes.
It's about, you know, changing your perception about, you know, being in a healthy place. And mm-hmm. and I'm so glad you shared a lot of the things that you've shared with us today. Dr. Umana is here as well. Welcome, sister girl.
Hello. I'm excited.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Woke up this morning extra early because I have been thinking about this all week. So thank you for having me. Beautiful ladies. Yes.
You are beautiful.
Well, thank you.
You know, this is so great because this is Women's World Wednesday on Dr. Slaughter's show. And so, you know, we're just so glad to have all of these great women, all these doctors in the house. And, you know, you've got something that's unique that's going on. It's all about for you in this kind of first part of June. It's all about Global Wellness Day.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're going to talk about that and also, you know, some great things that you're doing and that you're talking about a wellness lifestyle, you know, and about embracing that wellness lifestyle just in everyday living. So you've got some great things coming up. Now, I know we're used to going to the gym. Well, for those of us who do go to the gym, we're used to working it out one way or another with the equipment, with the machines helping us, but you've got another approach, a unique approach to the gym. Talk about it. Look around. Don't go anywhere. Now, the number to call, 404-892-2703. The doctors are here. Call in, talk to them, ask them questions. It's all about you. because we're the voice of the community. We're News and Talk 1380 WAOK. WAOK, the voice of the community. I'm Wandalyn Stokes, sitting in for my brother, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter. It's the movement on today. Dr. Clark has been sharing with us about wholeness and wellness. She's medical director for the Wellness Center in Hampton, Georgia. It is worth the drive. It will keep you alive. We have another great doctor in the house with us today. Again, I want to welcome Dr. Dewitt.
Oh, well, thank you.
Good. We're so glad to have you here. She's a board-certified internal medicine physician who specializes in managing patients with acute and chronic illnesses, you know, and certainly a lot of adults and children as well are going through a lot of acute and chronic illnesses, and it's just good to have the right doctors in the house. She joined the Northeast Georgia Physicians Group Brazelton Clinic and has had the opportunity to build a thriving clinical practice in the system for the past 10 years. And within the health system, she's had the opportunity for continuous professional growth and currently serves as the Associate Program Director for Ambulatory Internal Medicine and holds a position as one of the medical directors. We're so happy for what you're doing because you're community conscious. You are certainly compassionate about people and about caring for individuals. Now, tell us exactly, why are you celebrating Global Wellness Day? That's on June 8th.
Yes.
Why is that so important to you?
Yeah, so Wandalyn, you know what's interesting? In my practice for the past 10 years, I've been a physician for 14 years. I've had the opportunity to take care of so many patients.
Yeah, yeah.
The patients are from 18 to about 101. And one of the things that I've noticed is that so many of our medical problems are related to how we think. And
wow,
so, you know, there's Mother's Day where we celebrate our moms. There's Father's Day where we celebrate our fathers. So what we need to do is now celebrate health and wellness. So Global Wellness Day is that day where you stop and say, am I owning my health? Am I taking care of myself? And that's really what I want to push and just help the community to understand. You got to take care of yourself. You know, I always think of like when you're on the plane, what do they say to do first? Put your mask on first.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So yeah, that's what Global Wellness Day is about.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that you constantly say is live your best life now.
Yes.
Live your best life now.
Yes.
What does it mean to you? And what do you want people to take away when they hear that?
So, you know, I've noticed that people take better care of their cars than they take care of themselves.
Hmm. Oh, wow. That's
good. I mean, when it's time for that oil change, they take that car in. They whack that car.
Right.
But what about your body? Are you living your best life now, today?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what tomorrow holds. Hmm. So when you wake up that morning, you've got to make decisions that will improve your health on that day. And that's what I mean when I say live your best day, your best life now.
Why is it that you think that people don't take care of themselves?
You know, I think a lot of it is just the perception of, you know, it's hard to talk about mental health. It's been so taboo.
Okay.
And so a lot of it starts with the mind. And if you're not sure of how to deal with anxiety, depression, stress, financial issues, time management, you're having problems with sleep, if you can't deal with that, then you're not able to deal with the rest of your life. And so then it becomes a taboo subject to talk about. And that's really what I want to push, focusing on mental health.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Taking care of yourself, making yourself a priority.
Yes.
You know, I've always been in the public's eye, and I've always, you know, just as a speaker, as a pastor in media, you know, and just always out encouraging people. And I discovered a few years ago that I did not know Wandalyn.
Wow.
I did not know.
Real talk.
You know, and
yes,
when people would say, you know, they would say, oh, you know, that's it, girl. that's that girl on television, that's a girl on radio, that's that pastor over there, you know. And then when someone would call me Wanderlin, I would like go into a shock like, who is that?
Wow.
You know,
wow.
And then, right. You know, and then, you know, when going out on a date and then when going out with my girlfriends and they were like, you know, male friends would say, hey, well, where do you want to go to eat? You know, mm-hmm. what do you want to go to do? Mm-hmm. And I was like, don't know.
Wow.
And then with sister girls, you know, our girlfriends were like, hey, we're going to go and do something. Now it's your time. And she was like, I really don't know, you know, and it was hard to believe that, you know, hey, I'm 40 years old, you know, and I don't really know Wanderlin because I had trained myself to take care of everybody else but myself.
Yeah.
And that is something that we as women do, you know, and we have to work on it, like you said, you know. And so, doctor, in your practice and with Wellness Day, what will your Wellness Institute be offering?
So, you know, I have had this idea in my head since 2016.
Wow.
And it's just interesting how everything comes together. This has been in my mind for a long time, Wanda.
Wow.
Because what you just said about knowing yourself, one of my things is always own who you are.
Own.
But you have to have the tools to do that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so what Global Wellness Day, what we're planning to do is on that day when people go to our Facebook page and like our Facebook page, we are planning to give away free classes, two free classes per hour.
Great.
And so
wow.
one of the biggest things that I want individuals to understand is that wellness is a holistic thing. It's an approach to everything. So when you train your mind, we're going to focus on lifestyle wellness. So you might say, what is lifestyle wellness? That's time management skills. It's meal prep. It's learning how to effectively sleep. We've got courses on professional wellness. This is interview skills. These are things that people stress out about before they go interview, and then they can affect their job. So we want to instruct you on how to get ready for that job interview so you can live your best life now. We've got courses on emotional wellness. That's a huge one. You know, especially as women in society, it's pushed. Are you married? Are you this? Are you the mom? Are you? This is where you learn how to be alone and not be lonely. We've got courses on that. We've got courses that talk about financial wellness. Now, you know that's big, ladies.
Yes.
Financial wellness is huge.
Yes.
So we've got instructors that tell you about debt management, building wealth. Wherever you are in life, we've got something to offer because it's important to own your mind and live your best life now.
Wow. Own your mind and live your best life now. What do you say about that, Dr. Clark?
Ooh, I just said it. True that, true that.
Yeah. Exactly. You've got to own it, and you've got to take charge, and you've got to get the education.
Yes.
And learn how to do better, you know, so that you can become better. Right. You can become well. Now, also notice that sushi making class.
Oh,
you,
sushi.
You're going to be doing some sushi?
Well, I don't personally
sushi. You don't like it.
Yes,
but
I love
we,
it.
You know, no, what, no, no, what, no, no, what no. the MindJet wants to do is just open everyone up just to different things, to things that just help improve your life. And so on June 8th, we're going to do it more of a global thing. And so what we're focusing on is not necessarily making sushi that day, but again, lifestyle, you know, how to prepare meals, how to do things that improve your best life. And one of the things I'm trying to push people is to understand, you know, we all go to the gym or we're encouraged to go to the gym. And in the gym, what do? You work out your body, right?
Right.
So if you want to work on your stomach, you do ab exercises. If you want to work on your arms, what do? You lift weights.
Yes.
So now I need you to work out your mind, figure out that area that is a deficient area, right. and do something about it.
So the wellness, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, the Wellness Institute, yeah, you've got to talk because you all have so much in common. The Wellness Institute is a gym for the mind.
Yes.
Now, let's let that just settle in, you know. Yeah. It's a gym for the mind. So you're providing sessions in areas of wellness for individuals to help work and stimulate the mind. Dr. Tate, you got to jump in on this.
Yeah, I really need to say that what you had stated earlier, your testimony about just learning and knowing who Wanderlin was, you know, and I've known you for about 17 years.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's been a long time. And I thought from all those years you knew yourself.
I thought I did too.
Why would I think that? I didn't even know myself until most recently. I'll be 55 in a few weeks. And when I tell you, I didn't know who Lisa was. And you have to get to a place, like you said, Doc, where you are not afraid to be alone, because it doesn't mean you have to be lonely. Right. And there's somebody out there listening right now, and you are really struggling with that. It's causing you depression and anxiety because you feel all alone in this big old world.
Exactly.
I want to just say to you, there is help. Yeah. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Step out there and get the help you need to live your best life right now.
Yes. That's right. Yes. That's right. That's right. Yes. You know, dealing with that aloneness versus loneliness is very, very key for, you know, and it's not just for single women. No. It's even married women, you know, and people at large, you know, men as well. But I'm just saying, you know, just kind of trying to cope with it and deal with it and understand that there are times that you need to be alone. But even if you're alone, you don't have to be lonely.
That's right.
You know, you don't have to embrace that feeling and let it dominate you where, you know, you just feel like you have to always be around somebody. Sometimes the best way to become refreshed and renewed is to simply just be alone. Wow. Right. More to come. Dr. Umana has more to say. Keep it right here. We are News and Talk Radio, 1380 WAOK. I'm Wandalyn Stokes, your friend and your sister girl. We're getting ready to work out this mind.
Let's do it.
Yes.
It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We are the voice of the community. I'm Wandalyn Stokes, your friend and sister girl, sitting in for Dr. F. Keith Slaughter. It is a great day. It's a great day to embrace wholeness and wellness. That's right. Be your best. Live your best life. Not later, but you live your best life. Now, live it right now. Walk into that healthy space, you know, be healthy, do all that it takes. And we're so glad to have Dr. Clark here, as well as Dr. Umana here, sharing with us about the Wellness Institute. The Wellness Institute, guess what? It is a gym for the mind. Why is that so important? I kind of want you to remind our audience about, you know, why it's important to take care of that mind.
So, you know, I was just reflecting during the break, and, you know, January 1st, what does everybody do? They set New Year's resolution.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is June. How many people have achieved that New Year's resolution?
Wow. That's right. That's right.
So one thing I want to really, you know, just express to the community, just take a second and go back. What were those goals? It's never too late to get back on it. And this is where this gym for your mind at the Wellness Institute will help you do that. Mm-hmm. And it's so important because as a man thinketh, so is he. So what you think will affect how you live out the rest of your life. So you've got to own that to live your best life now.
Exactly. And so with the Wellness Institute, there are various areas of focus areas that you have. Now, one in particular, I want for you to talk about lifestyle wellness. What is lifestyle wellness and why is that important?
Wandalyn, thanks for asking that question, because lifestyle is your day-to-day living. These are the things that affect you even without thinking about it. And one of our instructors is a certified health coach. And so in this class, we talk about time management skills, how to multitask, especially as women. We do so much for everybody, like we've already said.
Yeah.
But this is where you learn how to still focus on yourself, but also help take care of everybody else in your circle. Oh,
That's good. Sign me up.
Yes, and then sleep. How many people really get good sleep?
Right.
And sleep is important because that's where your body regenerates itself.
Yes.
That's where your cells are renewing.
Yes.
This is where your mind relaxes and gets ready for the next day. So in lifestyle wellness, we talk about proper sleep.
Okay.
We talk about nutrition, meal prep. You know, as a physician, one thing that I do is I always tell people, eat healthy.
Yes.
But what does that mean?
What does that mean?
This is where lifestyle wellness does that.
Wow.
It's the things that you deal with day to day and you don't know where to go to get the resource. We're going to equip you with that information so you can live your best life right now.
Exactly. You know, when you were talking about, meal prep, you know, just carving out time in your day to go to the store. And then if you're eating fresh fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. you have to go to the store, you know, every day or every other day, you know, mm-hmm. Because I learned on my journey, mm-hmm. you know, I used to, you know, raised in a large family. And so years ago, you know, you went to the grocery store once a week or either once every other week, and you bought up all the groceries.
Yeah.
You know, you caught the sale. You brought up everything, you know, so canned food items, you know, potato chips and things of that nature. But when you're kind of walking in that healthy space, you've got to carve out time to go every other day so that you can get the fresh vegetables, the fresh fruit, you know, and things of that nature. How important is it for people to make sure they do proper time management?
It's so important because you can get very stressed out because you're not able to manage your day. And then that can affect your physical health. And, you know, I deal with depression. I deal with high blood pressure. I deal with diabetes. And a lot of times even just developing hypertension or high blood pressure is not always genetic. Sometimes it's just because you don't manage stress well. Mm-hmm. So if we can help you figure out how to manage your day, this will decrease some of those long-term medical problems that can cause strokes, heart attack, et cetera.
How can people get in touch with you?
So we've got multiple ways that you can get in touch with the Wellness Institute, a gym for the mind. We are located, our headquarters are in Suwannee. Our address is 4411 Suwannee Dam Road, Suite 545. That's Suwannee, Georgia, zip code 30024. You can call us at 678-765-0445, or you can reach us through social media. And our social media tags for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are mindgym_Suwannee.
You know, a lot of times people, thank you for sharing your information. A lot of times people don't think that professional wellness mm-hmm. is important, although it's something that people are facing each and every day. Talk to us a little bit about professional wellness, what it is, and why is it necessary?
So professional wellness deals with how you interact with individuals within your job. So whether you are working in a corporate setting or even if it's in a more relaxed setting, you've got to be able to communicate. Communication is key.
Yeah.
So many of us talk but don't listen. So there's an art of communication. There's an art of active listening. And that's one of the things that you learn in the personal and professional wellness classes. There's also how do you dress when you go to the interview?
Oh, wow.
Because you are looked at. I mean,
that's
the first
true.
Thing people see is what they see when you walk in.
Right.
So we give you the tools to prepare you for that. And also just how to deal with maybe that boss who's not so kind.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be able to focus on how to make sure that you remain professional in every single instance.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Because even though sometimes if you can't get along with your boss, you still got to work together.
Yes.
And if you can't work together, somebody's going.
Yes.
Right. And it won't be the
somebody.
Boss.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right, right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, so that's important. And, you know, those of you who are listening and watching right now, you know, it's very important for you to have total wellness, you know, total wholeness, you know, mind, body, spirit. And these things are very important. Dr. Tate, you've got to jump in on this.
Well, it's amazing that you talk about wellness at work, but because you spend so much of our time there. We spend up to 8 hours, you know, and maybe up to 12 getting to work and back. And a lot of people don't have wellness at work, and then they don't have wellness at home.
And
the stressors, stressors that are on our bodies and our minds because we don't have a place of peace. Is beginning to take its toll. And I think that's why you see so much going on in our world right now.
Exactly, Yeah, people don't have a place of peace.
No.
What do you say to those who are caregivers or even in that profession, you know, caring for family members, children, parents, those who give out, you know, all the time. What do you say is a good way to employ wellness?
So, you know, I'm glad you asked that question because in my practice, I take care of so many patients and a lot of them are taking care of their family members as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things is they don't focus on themselves and they have to, because in order to be able to take care of your sick mom or your sick dad or your ailing husband or this new diagnosis of cancer, you've got to be able to take care of yourself. But this is where I feel like social wellness, our social wellness classes are important. Sometimes you just have to do something fun.
Right.
Yes.
Something fun for themselves. So as a woman, you got to take that time and say, you know what? I want to go pamper yourself. Exactly. Yeah. Let me go get my makeup done.
Right.
Because when you look good, you feel good.
And what's so interesting is it's so interesting because in many of these cases, when you don't have that avenue to release that stress, that pressure to come off of you, it just cascades, and it's a trickle-down effect, and everything in your life begins to fall apart because you, the caretaker, are falling apart.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're sometimes going before the person you're caring for.
Yes, that's true.
And that's very dangerous.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And the other point to that is also finding a network of individuals that you can talk to that have gone through something like that, a support system. And that's one of the things that the Wellness Institute does, creates that network where you can talk to somebody about it.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Ladies, listen, when we come back, I want you to help individuals and talk about or to tell us, what do you do for social wellness? What do you social wellness?
Wow.
We've got to keep everybody well and whole, right?
Yes. I like that.
It's more to come. You know, it's been on and popping here. It's more to come. Stick around. More to come. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. I'm Wandalyn Stokes,
sometimes
your friend and your sister girl.
Sometimes I'm free, depending on my mood. Sometimes I wanna roll, but stay at home. Walk in contradiction, get some factual and fiction. A little crazy, little sexy, little cool. Little rough around the edges, but I keep it smooth. I'm always left to center, and it's right where I belong. I'm the random minor note you hear in major songs, and I like that.
It's News and Talk Radio, 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. I'm Wandalyn Stokes sitting in for Dr. F. Keith Slaughter. I asked the women earlier, I'm going to start with you, Dr. Clark. for social wellness, what do you do?
You know, I focus a lot on my family, okay? But I am getting ready to transition, you know, in my life because now since Juan Clark has graduated from Morehouse and, of course, Marcus Clark graduated in 2017 and Jamila will be graduating this year, 2020, from Spelman.
Great.
So I'm finding me again.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Yes. Wow.
And so this week is kind of interesting because, we went to New Jersey. He just started with the Atlantic Healthcare Systems. Yesterday. Yeah.
Good. Wonderful. Yeah, wow, that's yesterday. Great. That's great.
So I actually came home and had dinner with a friend.
Oh, good.
Wonderful. That's great.
You
that's
know, twice
great.
This week.
Oh, that's really good.
That is good.
Yeah.
That's
today's what, Wednesday? Okay, I'm on a roll.
Okay.
But keep myself engaged.
Yes.
Good. That's good. What about you, Dr. Yamana?
So what I do is I do a lot of social activities.
Okay.
And one of the biggest things is my nonprofit.
Okay.
So giving back to the community. Because when you focus on giving to someone else, it really takes off of you thinking about yourself so much. Because when you realize that there are people less fortunate.
Yes.
And so we do community activities where we empower young students to help them live their best life, help them focus. So focusing a lot on Generation Z.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Because that's a generation that needs to be focused
on.
Yes. And then we're rebuilding a school in Nigeria. So have a 5K coming up. So anything anything that keeps me going where I focus on doing something within the nonprofit realm, that's my social wellness, my connection to my community.
Wow, beautiful. That's good. That's good. All right, what about
you? So you want to know what I do? Yes.
I want to know. Hit the drum roll.
I love it already.
Okay.
I'm so into body and brain yoga. I have been practicing for 3 years at a center in Duluth, Georgia. I have a Korean yoga master, so we are learning a lot of the Eastern healing philosophies of energy and focus and meditation at Tai Chi, which is one of the most difficult classes that we take. So I really love my body and brain yoga and mindfulness. And another thing, I'm really huge on being out in nature. So I have a yearly pass at Stone Mountain, got to do that, got to take care of my garden. And like you said before, I have a nonprofit as well. So giving back to the community, because I do so many things with the driving school, with my private practice, I have to find ways to take care of me.
Yeah.
So I have learned, watch this, how to vacation at home.
That's right.
Yes.
And a lot of people need to do that. Yes. I have finally created a life that I don't need a vacation from.
Right.
Oh, wow.
That's
like
good.
That.
That's okay. good.
Took a lot of time.
That's like good. That. Can you create a life? You know, talking to everyone, you know, can you create a life, you know, that you don't have to take a vacation from? Yeah. You know, what I do, you know, I love nature. Mm-hmm. I love outside. I love to meditate. That's I awesome. Love to just look at the goodness and the glory of God and to yes. breathe. You know, yes. I like practicing breathing techniques, yes. you know, and yes. so that's all a part of that meditation. Dr. Tate's been trying to get me with the yoga, but, you know, I'm still working how to get on the floor and then try to get back
you
up.
You can do it. You can do you it. Can
I'm healing. Doing it. I'm yes. doing it. So and then, healing. You know, family awesome. Is very, very healing for me. It's a good yes. social wellness yes. for me, you know, because I'm a single woman mm-hmm. and I don't have you children. Do. And then also just having great friends yes. In my life that keep me in a healthy place, that yeah. make me laugh. I love to laugh. I love to have fun, right. you know, and so I intentionally carve out that time for myself.
You said you, know? You were single. Is everyone here single?
Everyone
all the ladies?
No. All the ladies?
Yes.
All the ladies?
Single? No.
Yeah.
I'm not married, but I'm no okay. longer single.
Okay, but you're partner, but you're still single. So let me just say that you can see that you can be single and satisfied.
That's
yes.
it.
And
that's
I think
it.
So many women need to hear that. Yeah, they just went on this yeah. quest. Yes. Listen, the one big thing that I did that I know has helped me to maintain wholeness and wellness uh-huh. is I have gotten rid of all of the toxic energy and people out of my life.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes.
I have gotten
yes.
rid of the yes. energy yes. vampires that try to just
that.
Steal and yes. suck away all of your good energy. Okay?
Girl, you sound like you
oh, I had to get up. This like, sound like a, it sounded almost like a sermon. But I tell
that's
you,
important.
You have to take care of yourself.
That's important. You one of the to. Things I say, and my best friend laughs at me, sometimes I'll say too, and I don't know, you guys tell me if this is too harsh, okay. I'll see you in heaven.
Okay, that's
I'm
good.
Not wishing
right.
bad.
Yeah, bad yeah, on yeah. But I just can't
but
go
I'm
to that
just
other place
I
right
have
now.
To
right.
move forward.
Right.
That's
right.
important.
Right. Yes.
Exactly.
You love them, but you got to go.
Got to move on.
Exactly. You got to move on, you know, because yeah, you yeah. want to be yeah. in wellness.
Yes.
And that's so important. Your so, mind. You know, you've heard from all of us about, you know, what we do, you know, mm-hmm. for social wellness, you know, and you need to embrace it. You've got to be a part of it. You've got to check out this Wellness Institute. Mm-hmm. What's that information again, Dr. Issa, how people can get in touch with you?
Yes. We look forward to hearing from you so you can yeah. go online and email us at www.thewellnessinstitute.com. That's our web address.
Okay.
You can also come to our local center in Suwannee, which is 4411 Suwannee Dam Road, Suite 545, Suwannee, Georgia, 324. Or check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at MindGym_Suwannee.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Dr. Clark, you know, you've got these specialty things that your clinic, your center offers, and you want people to get in touch with you. Briefly, just tell us quickly those types of tests that you provide and how people can get in contact with you.
Sure. Autonomic nervous system testing, genomic testing, advanced lipid testing, biomarker testing. I think that's good enough.
Yeah.
That stuff starts
a lot of good testing, right?
Yeah, you know, you can get to the root of the issue.
That, you said it right there.
You know, yeah, to find out what's really going on, the root cause, you know, if it's genetics, if it's, you know, biological, is it, if it's something mental, if it's brain health that you're focusing on.
Right.
How can people get in contact with you?
Again, we're at 990 Bear Creek Boulevard, Suite G in Hampton, Georgia, and our phone number is 678-479-1234. Again, 678-479-1234. And can I say one quick shout out?
Yes, yes.
Definitely to Keith Slaughter. I was here about 2 years ago as Morehouse College Parents Association president for Georgia and Alabama.
Awesome.
So I thank him. I want to thank him for having me then. I definitely thank him for having me today.
Awesome. Great.
And then one other thing I do want to say about miracles, okay?
Okay.
So just in case you are that person that right now you just are at the end and you don't see your way out and you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what happened with Morehouse College and the miracle that was given to have that Robert Smith gave to pay off the loans should be evidence that the world is still a place where miracles exist.
Mm. Exactly.
So never give up.
That's yes. right. Never That's give great. Up. I'm so glad you shared that. Dr. Tate, let our audience know, how can they get in contact with you and what services do you offer?
Well, in order to get in touch with my private practice for any treatment, any mental health treatment, you can go to Tate, Counseling. That's T-A-I-T, counseling.com. If you need me for your for driving services, I have a DUI school and defensive driving school at Norcross High.
Oh, Lord.
Yes,
the slings driving.
We need that. Well, the defensive driving will get you that discount on your insurance. But anyway, you can reach me at drivesafegeorgia.com. And you can just always call. Give me a call at 770-749-7799. That's 770-749-7799. 799.
That's awesome. Ladies, I certainly do appreciate you for coming out and sharing with us today. Dr. Yamana, Wellness, Global Wellness Day, that's happening June 8th.
Yes.
And where is that going to take place?
So we're doing an online giveaway. So you're going to check out our website.
Check out the website.
www.the-wellnessinstitute.com. Mm-hmm. And every 2 hours, if you like us on Facebook, share us with your friends. You have the option to now be entered to get a free class in one of our 6 core focus areas, because you got to live your best life now.
Live your best life
now.
Girl, you got it.
Yes.
You got this radio thing down.
I love it.
Real quick, what is wellness? What is wholeness? Why is that important? Real quick.
What is wellness is, I don't know what you said.
Yes.
Live your best life now.
Yeah. It's important. You know, very important.
And being whole means being fulfilled in every part of your life.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. In every part. In every part
of your life.
Yeah.
And we deserve that.
Yes.
That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
And we
work
can
hard.
Have it.
That's right. And what about you, Dr. Tate?
Well, wellness to me means that you have come to a place where you have brought your brain and your body together. And you're now walking in a space of wholeness where your brain is not separated from your body, but it's all together.
That's right. That's
right. And
that's
right. Where we need to be.
All together.
Wellness,
all together.
Mind, body, and spirit. Yes. Get it all in check.
It
all works together for you to be in a better place.
Yes.
Well, it's been good this morning. thank you. Great. Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. F.Q. Slaughter. I'm Wandalyn Stokes. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Wandalyn Stokes, J-U-A-N-D-O-L-Y-N, Wandalyn Stokes. Until tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about college success from one of the professors from Clark Atlanta University, my alumni.
Yes.
All right, tomorrow morning, we'll be back. Blessings to all of you.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I ain't scared of you. I'm down for a fight. This is the blackest show on radio.
Flora, look, you need to make this thing a movement, not just a talk show.
It is a movement. I like that name. The Movement with Dr. F.P.
Slaughter. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.